Hey everyone, here's a preview of our all-new Patreon exclusive minicast. How do you hear over 100 minicasts, actually 150 minicasts spanning 5 years? Become a member of our Patreon crew? Go to patreon.com/terrortalk. Hope to see you all there for all the madness. This is just a clip, so be sure to join for more. Everyone, this is Terror Talk with Shannon.
Giallo, giallo, jolly!
If you like ridiculous horror trash creature features with stereotypes,
listen to Terror Talk.
Genetically altered scorpions.
Just starts coughing.
Welcome. Welcome to the show. That's Kathy coughing.
That was a workout.
We were doing skeleton dances.
Dude, I love your skeleton with hair.
Thank you.
But he's kind of bald in the back, or she.
I mean, it. I don't know.
God, Jack is exhausted after that. Look at him.
Gender neutral over here.
Yep. Looks like a surfer or Hawaiian.
This is a little skirt.
Did you see that Jack threw the pen at you?
Yeah, I gotta pick that up. I did see that.
He was thrashing.
He was thrashing around. So today on the minicast, we are going to discuss The Curse of Frankenstein from 1957. This movie and this discussion mark the beginning of us discussing, I think, like 7 of the Hammer films. But we specifically chose the ones with Peter Cushing and Christopher Lee to sort of narrow it down. So we're just going to watch the ones with those two because they're such a great pairing. And we started with this one, The Curse of Frankenstein.
Yeah, drastic difference from the Universal horror.
And
I really know people who prefer the Hammer films over Universal. I like them for different reasons.
Yeah, me too. I'm not as familiar with all of this. So those of you who are patrons and who listen to the little patron clips on our main channel, you know that all through the fall, we watched a bunch of Universal monster movies, and now we're watching a bunch of Hammer monster movies to sort of compare and contrast, but also to just expand our movie knowledge and hopefully inspire you to do so as well. So this one is the basic theme or the basic plot is that Baron Victor Frankenstein has discovered life's secret and unleashed a blood-curdling chain of events resulting from his creation, a cursed creature with a horrid face and a tendency to kill. So that's basically, you know, the monster, Frankenstein and his monster. And Christopher Lee's the monster and Peter Cushing's stuff.
I mean, that's one of the things that drew people to Hammer also was Christopher Lee and Peter Cushing. I mean, they are two of...
And yet they only did 7 movies together for Hammer, which I thought was really interesting. And researching, like, programming these movies, I was like, how do I narrow it down? I don't want to watch all the Hammer movies. At least I don't... I think that would end up boring us all to tears to just do one thing for the rest of our lives. That could be a whole podcast by itself. But I wanted to, like, narrow it down. And so it just seemed natural to do, like, the Christopher Lee, Peter Cushing ones.
I'm far less familiar with these as well. I will tell you, though, growing up and working at Blockbuster Video, the cover boxes and the stills from these films, far scarier, creepier than the Universal. And partially because they're also, like, 2 decades plus older.
Mm-hmm.
Than the original.
Most of them, yeah.
A lot of them. Yeah, not all of them. I mean, I think this one's 57. You know, we looked at what the original Frankenstein's 30s, right?
Yeah.
They've also had some time to, know.
Yes, I think practical effects came a long way because
makeup.
We can start off with color. The fact that the monster in this movie is actually grotesque.
He's grotesque and it's in color and the sets are more elaborate. The aesthetics of the whole thing just... It's a creepier vibe.
Yes, it's actually comes off like the horror. It's closer to the horror that we know and love today. So, and that makes sense, right? It's a couple of decades later. It's not Frankenstein in a green suit with bolts in his neck. It's an actual monster. And he's ugly and scary. and hard to look at and kind of gross and looks like his skin's sort of sliding off. And in this movie, you don't see the arc of the monster necessarily.
No.
He's just a monster right out of the gate. Whereas in Universal Monster, they have more of the emotional palette, a little bit more of the book and of the original story, of that arc that the monster goes through and that the monster's just trying to be accepted.
For sure.
You don't have that.
The arc in this is more on Victor.
Yes.
Right?
If you would like more of this and more than 150 pieces of bonus content, join our Patreon at patreon.com/terrortalk. Thanks for being here and welcome to season 6, y'all.